Okay, today's daf is daf vav and aleph, vav and beis also. So we're on hey and beis. We are up to, we're going to start again with Kitzad Hilbishan, like almost just a drama more than halfway down. There's one thought that I did not get a chance to mention yesterday. That is, the Gemara pointed out, the Gemara had asked about Mechnasayim. The Mechnasayim are not custom of Parsha, the pants. In other words, eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol, four that he shared with the Kohen Hedyot. One of them, one of those four, being the Mechnasayim, the pants that he wore directly on his body. So the Gemara pointed out that it was it written in the Miluim, is it included? And the Gemara says, yeah, it was included Lahavi. Mechnasayim, if you look in the Psukim, and some of the sources, Mechnasayim are fascinating in that, are they one of the big day kahuna or not? If you look at the beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh, the Eila Begadim Esher Yasu, Perachav Ches Pasuk Dalet, these are the Begadim, these are the special Big Day Kahuna, Choshen, Eifod, Me'il, Ktones, Tashbeis, Mitznefes, Avnet. What happened to the Mechnasayim? These are the Begadim, Mechnasayim aren't on the list. The other Big Day Kodesh Lamar Nechicha Uluvanav Lachanoli, they're not there. The Tzitz also isn't there. So Orachai Bekodesh says, because the Tzitz is so special up, and the Mechnasayim is so special down. Okay, but still, Mechnasayim aren't there. We continue, the whole parsha of the Big Day Kahuna. All the way at the end of Perachav Ches, we have another pasuk which sums it up. And then after the summary pasuk, all of a sudden then we get, as if Mechnasayim don't have any special purpose. They don't have any inherent special Kedusha. They're just functional. That's what it sounds like for the Pasuk. They're the only one that has this reason. Make Mechnasayvad l'chasos psar erva. They're just for covering. They're just for clothing. If you look in the Rashbam, the Rashbam says, Eino mazkir el begadim hanirim asuyim l'kavod. The other seven begadim, those are made for kavod. Those are made l'chavod u'l'sefaris. But when it comes to the Mechnasayim, they're just functional. Or the Ramban says they didn't even put on the Mechnasayim. That's why it's left out. They put it on themselves. And everybody, the Kohanim put on the Mechnasayim themselves. Aaron didn't dress them in Mechnasayim. So on the one hand, it appears that Mechnasayim are functional. They're different than the other Big Day Kahuna. They're just for their purpose. They don't have any inherent value as a Beked Kahuna. Yet, on the other hand, we know there were Ches Big Day Kahuna. Whenever Chazal talked about the Big Day Kahuna, there were eight Big Day Kahuna. If you look in Zvachim Sa'ah Peches, the Gemara there lists off how every one of the Big Day Kahuna was Mechaper for a different Avera. Mechnasayim is Mechaper for a certain Avera. So Mechnasayim are included somewhat. And on the other hand, our Gemara, the Pashas of our Gemara, like we said yesterday, is that the Mechnasayim were put on by Aaron, by Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron and his sons. So Mechnasayim somewhat are included. So is there anything that you can say about Mechnasayim? And the Torah specifically leaves it out first and then puts it in with the reason, L'chasos P'sar Erva. And if you look in the Gemara, we didn't have it yet, Rashi is going to quote it today. It's amazing that the Rambam has a list of how to put on the Big Day Kahuna. First you do this, and then you do that, and then you do that. All eight. Yes, Seder, Levishas, Big Day Kahuna. The Gemara only has one. The Gemara says Mechnasayim have to be first. The Gemara doesn't say anything else about the order. When do you put on the hat? When do you put on the ephod first or the choshen first? You put the Gemara does not say a word. The Rambam has a whole seder for all eight. The Gemara only mentions one. The Minchas Chinuch says Sarachin on the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get the whole seder from? Only Mechnasayim comes first. And he even says maybe if Mechnasayim weren't first, says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe you have to take the other begadim off and then put the Mechnasayim on because the Mechnasayim have to be first. So why do Mechnasayim have to be first? Why can't you put the shirt on first and then put on the pants? So maybe the point is, I saw a remez to this in the writings of Rabbi Yosef Engel, but maybe one could say that the Mechnasayim, you're right, they're different than the other Big Day Kahuna, but what makes them special is their function. Their function is to remove the chalos shame erva of the person. They have to do that. If they don't do that purpose, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And then you have to remove the other begadim. When somebody's not wearing anything, they have a chalos shame erva, and the Mechnasayim come and remove. That's what the Torah says. L'chasos psar erva. That's what the lashon of the pasuk. They're the only beged that has a specific function associated with it. All the other begadim are l'chavur l'sefaris. This is l'chasos psar erva because maybe that's the mahus of the Mechnasayim, and that's what makes them unique. That there is lumdis. There is a removal of shame erva. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. If you have the shirt on first, you have to take it off because then the Mechnasayim isn't going to be doing what it's supposed to do. So it is different, yet it is also special, one of the Big Day Kahuna. Again, it's a chiddush, but there is evidence to it. Okay, that's just one thought on the Mechnasayim. Now we get back to what we were talking about yesterday. So the Gemara had asked, in the middle of the Amud, on Hambabes. We read the last three lines, but we'll read them again. Ketzed Hobishan, how did Moshe Rabbeinu put on the Begadim? As we know, the Torah describes that Aaron and his sons were dressed, were clothed by Moshe Rabbeinu. This was part of the Miluim process. So how did he do it? What was the order? How did he dress them? What happens? So no. Right? So what difference? What's the Gemara asking? So why should we care? No, how did he dress them in the... How is he going to dress them in the future when the Mashiach comes? So the Gemara says, why are we asking that either? Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us in the future. Right, so why are we asking now what the psak is? So we mentioned yesterday why Moshe Rabbeinu, why not Eliyahu HaNavi like Tishbi? So we gave one answer that this is a futuristic psak. This isn't about something halacha l'maisa today. So that's why maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be involved. Yeah, Eliyahu HaNavi is involved in this world. That was the verse that we mentioned for the Kedushas Levi. Aaron came over to the after shiur and said maybe it's another pshat. And that is no. Here we're asking specifically about something that happened in the past. Moshe Rabbeinu did this already once. So that's why Dafka Moshe was going to be asked, because Moshe did it once. And that's why he's going to know what to do again. There's another pshat that one could say that's why it's different than a regular psak of Bizman Hazeh. So the Gemara says, that's why are you asking? So the Gemara says, no, Ella Ketzad Hilbishan Lemisbar Krai. No, you know why we have to figure it out? Because we want to know pshat and psukim. That's also halacha l'maisa. Knowing pshat, knowing how to understand the psukim, that's also halacha l'maisa. So why? Because there's a steer in the psukim. Pligiba Rebnei Rebchid Reb Yochanan. Rebchid Reb Yochanan have an argument. Chad Amar Aaron Vachkach Banav. One says first Moshe Rabbeinu got Aaron fully dressed and then got his sons fully dressed. The Chad Amar Aaron about Basachah. And some say no, there was some overlap, which we'll describe a little more with clarity in a minute. Amar Abaya, let's analyze this machlokas. With one pasuk, as we'll see in a minute, one pasuk seems to say that first he finished with Aaron, the other pasuk seems to say he did them together. That's the seer of the psukim. That's why we asked, how were they dressed? So Amar Abaya, b'ketones umitznefes kuleyama lo pligi da'aron v'achach banav. Regarding the ksones, the shirt, umitznefes, and the hat, kuleyama lo pligi da'aron v'achach banav. Everybody agrees that first Aaron HaKohen got those on, and then the sons. Rashi here points out, five lines from the bottom, that really the Gemara here is focusing on the four begadim that were the same, or the parallel in the big Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol. That's what we're focusing on. So that was the Ksones, the Mitznefes, the Avnet, which we're going to talk about in a minute, that was the belt, and the Mechnasayim were not mentioned, says Rashi. Mechnasayim were not mentioned because they were obviously first. They were Kohen Lako. So the Gemara doesn't mention that, but those are the four that are in this discussion. So Abaya says that Ksonis and Mitznefes were, for sure, they were both put on Aaron, and then, after that, they were both put on Aaron's sons. The Bein Bitzava, or Bein Be'asiyah, Aaron Kadim, because that's always mentioned first by Aaron HaKohen. Ki pligi ba'avnet. The machlokas is about avnet, which, as the Gemara will explain, I'll say it now, but the Gemara will explain it more on the next Amud. Everybody agrees, says Abaya, that first Aaron HaKohen put on the Ksonis and the Mitznefes, and then the sons put on the Ksonis and the Mitznefes. The question was the avnet, the belt, done separately? Did they get everybody dressed, and then they did the Avnet of Aaron and the Avnet of his sons? Or was the Avnet also done with the other Begadim? Meaning they did the Ksonis Mitznefes and Avnet of Aaron, and then they did the Ksonis Mitznefes and Avnet of Aaron's sons? That's the question, how it was done. So, says the Gemara, so Manda Amar, keep thinking about Avnet. Manda Amar, Ba'aron, Vakach Banav. According to one of the opinions, says that first Aaron, meaning along with the other Begadim, Aaron was fully dressed in all these begadim, v'yachkar banav, and then his sons were dressed by Moshe. Tichsev v'yachkar oso ba'avnet, because first it says, has one phrase about putting on the avnet of Aaron, v'hadar tichsev v'yachkar oso ba'avnet, and then it says that putting on the belt of the sons of Aaron. Four lines from the bottom. Uman da amar Aaron ubanav b'bas achas, but according to the other man da amar, that, no, it was done at the same time, which we'll see means that first he got the rest of the clothing of Aaron on, then he got the rest of the clothing of Aaron's sons, then he did the avnet of Aaron, and then he did the avnet of the sons, because there was a link between those two avnets, osam, because there's a pasuk that says he did them both in plural. So that's the machlokas, that's why we asked the original kasha, how did Moshe Rabbeinu dress them? Because we want to know halacha l'maisa, how to understand the psukim. Was the avnet of Aaron and the sons put on simultaneously, or close to it, or they were avnet was with the other begadim as well? It continues the Gemara. Ulamad amar Aaron abadim bas achas. According to the one who says that it was done at the same time, what does he do with the other psukim? Let's see if they say it was done differently. Haksiv ayakar osam avnet, vahadaksiv ayakar osam avnet. What does he do with those two psukim which seem to say that it was done separately? Answers the Gemara on the top of an aleph. You know why it has two psukim referring to the dressing of the avnet? It was done at the same time. But you know why there were two psukim? Hahu avneto shel kohen gadol, lo zehu avneto shel kohen hedyot. To teach me that the avnates were different. It's a major sugya which we're going to talk about. Though the kohen hedyot and the kohen gadol shared four begadim, we mentioned the shirts, the ketones, the mechnasayim, the pants, the hat, they each had a hat, mitznefes or mikbas, called different things in the Torah, and the belt, all the kohenim had those, but the avnate of the kohen gadol and the avnate of the kohen hedyot, it's a machlokes, according to this Rambam, they were different. That's what's being alluded to in two separate psukim about them. The kohen gadol's avnate was made out of shatnes, made out of kelayim. The kohen hedyot's avnate was not made out of kelayim. They were different. We'll talk about that in a minute. That's what's being alluded to in the pasuk. Even though the avnate was put on the same time, it has two psukim referring to it to teach me this idea that they were different avnates. And what about according to the other opinion that they were, the avnates were put on separately? There it says plural in the same pasuk, which seems to say they were put on together. So the Gemara says, no, that mandamar goes the other way. That pasuk's teaching me, avneto shel kohen gadol, zehu avneto shel kohen hedyot. This opinion says that no, they were both kelayim. Not just the kohen gadol's beged was kelayim, but also the kohen hedyot's beged was kelayim. Tosas points out that you might have thought only the kohen gadol's, because the kohen gadol had other begadim that were kelayim. The Kohen Gadol, Tosfos points out, look at the first skinny line of Tosfos, the Choshen, they also had Kilayim. Look at the Psukim, they describe putting wool and linen in the same mixture, in the same baguette. So you would have thought that there's also only, not the Kohen Hedyot. Kamash Vulan, there is an opinion that even the Kohen Hedyot's Abnate was Kilayim. So according to this man Amar that says the pasuk that put them together teaches me that they were the same, what does he do with the psukim that seem to say that they were separate? Shlami not Aaron v'Achachman, to teach me that first Aaron was dressed with the Abnate and then the sons. Finishing up, can it be done exactly the same? Moshe Rabbeinu puts the belts on Aaron and his sons. What does he need? He needs these five hands, right? But he does it at the same time. It can't be the same time. So lo tzuricha da'aktin. No, that's what it means. As I explained before, all it means is that the other begadim were done first on Aaron and then on his sons, and then the avnate was held over. If it was done, according to the mandamar that says the avnate was b'bas achas, that means the avnate was done at the end, Aaron and his sons. If according to the mandamar that says no, first Aaron everything and then the sons, the avnate was done with the other begadim as well. Period. Okay, the big discussion on this sugya is the Rambam and the Raiva, the last halacha in Hilchos Kelayim. Anybody, we referred to this, I think, once before in Masechta Shabbos when we discussed Ase Dochalos Ase. This is the Rambam. The Rambam, the last halacha, you're looking at the last Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim. Says the Rambam, Kohanim Shalavshu Bigdei Kahuna Shelo B'Shas Avoda. We'll see, a Kohen is wearing his Bigdei Kahuna at a time when he's not doing Avoda. Let's say he's from a family that was going to work on Wednesday, and today's Tuesday. So he's wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. He's not in that Beisah that's going to work today. He's wearing the Bigdei Kahuna, Shalom B'Shas Avoda. Says the Rambam, Afilu B'Migdash, even if he's in the Beis HaMigdash, Lokin. He gets Malkus. It's an Isser D'Oraisa for the Kohen to wear his Bigdei Kahuna when he's not doing the Avoda. B'Pnei HaAvnate, Shehu Kilayim. Because of the Avnate. It's Kilayim. The Rambam Paskin is like the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is also Kilayim. That's why only B'Shas Avoda, says the Rambam, is he allowed to wear his Avnate. V'lo chutzru bo ela b'shas avoda shehi mitzvah saseh kimo hatzitzes. That's the Rambam. Just like the ultimate mitzvah of tzitzes, we wear tcheles and we wear shatnez. We have a woolen beged and linen strings. It's all together. Once we're doing the mitzvah bishle musa of tzitzes with tcheles, we can be doche. We can wear it with shatnez because that's the doche lo saseh. So that's the Rambam says. That's the parallel here. The shittas of Rambam is kohanim shelo b'shas avoda. Another plug for Chaim, yes. Kohanim Shalom B'Shas Avoda is an Isser to Orais of Kilayim. Says the Ravid, 2 points. Number one, Aram Ta'abazeh. The Rambam made a mistake. Shehari Amr B'Yoma, later on, B'Mikdash Afilu Shalom B'Shas Avoda Mutter. Says the Rambam, Ravid number one, the Rambam's wrong. Even if they're not doing the Avoda, it's still Mutter. There's no Isser of Kilayim when they're wearing the Beit HaKahuna. Number one. Number two, we'll get back to that machlokas in a second. Number two, umay de ka'amar nami mipnei ha. So let's talk about that first. That machlokas. So it's machlokas with the Rambam and the Ravid. Kohanim shelo b'shas avoda. Is there an issur to araisa when they wear the big day kahuna? The Rambam says yes. The Ravid says no. What's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas about? So how most interpret this machlokas? Reb Chaim quotes this from the Achronim. Reb Chaim quotes this from the Achronim. How most interpret is that what is the what is the focus of the Asi Dochalos Asi? Everybody agrees there's a principle called Asi Dochalos Asi. If you do get a say, when you push off the lo, you push off the Los Asi. According to the Rambam, the Asi that's Dochalos Asi is the Avoda. The Avoda, Asi Dochalos Asi, that's what's going on here. So the Avoda of the Kohanim is Dochalos Asi. So if you're not doing the Avoda, then you're not allowed to wear the Begadim. Asi is not Dochalos Asi. There is no Asi if you're not doing the Avoda. Masha'eiket, according to the Ravid, no, it's not Asi Dochalos Asi. According to the Ravid, these Begadim are Mufka from the Isser. There's no Isser of Shanis by these Begadim. Period. Once the Torah tells you to make the Begadim in this way, obviously, the Torah is saying there's no Isser by these Begadim. It's not just B'shas Avoda. See, B'shalom B'shas Avoda. These Begadim are Mufka from the Isser of Kelayim. The Rambam says, even B'mikdash. The Ravid says, B'mikdash, I feel the Shalom B'shas Avoda. We'll get to that diak in a second. Beryl asked a great kasha, we'll get to in a second. But this is how many explain the machlokas. The Rambam said it didn't Asi Dochalos Asi, it's in the Avoda. The Ravid says, no, it's totally on the Begadim or Mufka. This fits into a Ramban, which we mentioned in the past. The cloning Ramban. Which cloning Ramban? Mentioned there's a Ramban. Remember, Dr. Abraham told me that he went to Rebbe Yashiv when the cloning issue came out a couple years ago. You know, what's the problem with cloning? We all know there's something wrong with it. It rubs us the wrong way. But cloning a human, like, what's the isser? What's the isser? So Dr. Abraham said he brought him 20 makoros. And Rebbe Yashiv, no, this one doesn't relate really exactly in this one. He accepted the Ramban al Torah. The Ramban by Kelayim. What's the Ramban by Kelayim? The Ramban explains by the isser of Kelayim in Parshas Kedoshim. The Ramban says, Kelayim, the isser of Kelayim is because you're playing God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create this species. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this created, he would have created it himself. You're playing God by creating your own species of animal, species of clothing, species of whatever it is, and that's the time of the Isser of Kelayim. So Rav Yashiv liked that in terms of relating it to the Isser of cloning, that you're playing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, that Kelayim is playing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe that's the Svar of the Ravid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, make the Begadim in this way. That's where there's no Isser by these Begadim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, make these Begadim this way. So maybe that's one way to explain the Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Totally on the Avodah or the Begadim. But Beryl points out very astutely that when the Ravid says this point, he doesn't just say there's no Isser. He says, when they wear it, B'mikdash, Shalom B'shas Avodah Mutter. What do you mean B'mikdash? According to this Pshat, whenever they wear it. So I don't think the Reb Chaim even mentioned that word, but maybe he means it. Because when Reb Chaim explained, everybody agrees that it's the avod, it's the ein avodah materes ela halavisha. Says Reb Chaim, everybody has to agree that it's the wearing of the begadim. That it's not the avodah dafka. But you know what the machlokas is? When are they called bigdei kahuna? According to the Rambam, they're only called bigdei kahuna when he's doing the avodah. According to the Ravid, even when they're not doing the avodah, when he's not doing, they're still called begadim. What if you walk outside the Beis Hamikdash? According to the Ravid, it'll still be asadar ayis. According to the Ravid, even the Ravid would say if you walk outside the Beis Hamikdash, they're called clothing. They're not called bigdei kahuna. They're special clothing. They're special things you wear on your forehead. But says the Rambam, that's the machlokas. Everybody agrees bigdei kahuna is matir. The question is, when are they called bigdei kahuna? That explains the word by mikdash, and that also explains another problem with the asi dochalos asei part. When you put, usually we say that the asi dochalos asei has to be at the exact same time. What's called beidna. Here you put on the clothing, and then you do the avodah afterwards, so you don't even have beidna. That's another problem that they suggest on the first beer in the machlokas. Because you can't say asidokalos asay if it's not be'idna. Though we did mention there is some flexibility in be'idna. We mentioned, I think, and if we did, we'll mention it now, there's a piske tosvas in Zvachim, Daf Sadek Zayin, which mentions that if you can't have be'idna exactly, you know, right beforehand, you're about to do the avodah, so you put it right before it's good enough. But either way, that word b'migdash, what Beryl said, tips us off that that maybe the what Reb Chaim says is a good shot. So is it totally avodah versus begadim, or both agree begadim? The question is, when are they called begadim? That is, I didn't even get to the second half of the Ravid. Yeah. What did they wear? Well,
did they switch?
No, well, look, they only did the avodah one day a week, right? There were six families in each group, and they all knew that they were going to do the avodah one day, so they got dressed that morning. The other days, they were like, they were in the dugout.
No, but let's say
there's
downtime.
Let's say there's downtime during the avodah. They went to get lunch, meaning they went to eat something. They went to get lunch. Like, they were pretty busy all day. I don't know if they went out, but... Right, but if you just did in the morning, you're right. I'm not sure. Did they switch during the day? L'chora, according to the Rambam, they had to switch. According to the Rambam, they had to switch. You had to take it off right when the avodah was finished. what it sounds like from the Rambam. That's what you have to say.
But he didn't say that specifically. He just said.
I mean, he just said.
He could have implied the whole thing.
Okay, unless you say that you have to call, see what's called avoda, what's not called avoda. That's a separate question. Shas avoda. Right. He says shas avoda. Shas avoda. That might be that day. I'll just mention the second machlokas, and then we'll move on. The Ravid says in the second point. And what? Why is the Rama mentioning avnate? Says the Ravid. What about the choshen and the ephod? That also has kelayim. Why did he only mention your lokim mishum avnate? What about the other two? So this is a big, huge, another huge issue, and that is maybe the Rambam is holding that Kohen Gadol is very different than Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol, even though he's wearing shatnez, the Kohen Gadol's begadim have inherent value, even shalom b'shas avoda. Even the Rambam would agree to that. The Ravid, though, jumps on the Rambam. Once you're saying shatnez, what about the other two? Why are you only saying the avnate? So again, that is another issue which hopefully we'll talk about one day. Okay, let's continue now. A couple of yesodos today that we get to talk about, yesodos and halacha, as we'll see. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. So back to the Mishnah had said on days that we separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. That's what we've been talking about for a couple of days. So says the Gemara, Lama Mafrishin. Why did we separate him for 7 days? The Gemara says, what? Haven't you been paying attention the past 5 months? Lama Mafrishin? Kidakamrinan. What do you mean? Why do we separate? Like we said, either Rabbi Yochanan Kedislay, either Rish Lakish Kedislay. We just said, either the Miluim or the Har Sinai. So the Hachikara, mi beso Lama Pirish. So the question is, why do we separate him from his house? What does that mean? It's at least three pshatim in the Rishonim. What does that mean from his house? Rashi says, "Mi beis olam apirish." Rashi says, "Why can't his wife go with him to the Beis Hamikdash? Why can't his wife go with him?" Says Rashi. After all, this lishkas palhedrin where he's going to be there for 7 days. You have to say he's going to sit down for a little bit. He's going to stand for 7 days. So you have to say it's not in the azara. It's not doesn't have the kedusha of the azara because. Ein yeshiva ba'azara el malchut beis David bilvad. You can't sit down if you're not from malchut beis David. This Kohen Gadol is not from malchut beis David, right? He's from Levi, so it can't be from David, which is Yehuda. So it must be that it's not kodesh. Why is it not kodesh? Why can't he bring his wife with him? Ask the Gemara. If the makar is the miluim or the makar is the harsina, why can't he bring his wife with him? That's Rashi's pshat. Because obviously he can lie down with his wife. Says Tosvos, Yiraslubi Beso. What do you mean v'kashalad? Yes, on Rashi. Fine, it doesn't have kedushas azara. At least it has kedushas harabayis. Balkari can't go with onto Harabayas. So if he's going to be with his wife, he's going to become a Balkari. Says Tosfos, to call Harabayas Machna Leviyu. Balkari in a Rashi the Kani's Machna Leviyu. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Tosfos says no. It means that why don't you take his wife with him and go to some of the Mechilos, some of the tunnels underneath? That's where you'd keep him. That why do you have to take him to the Lishkas Parhedrin? Take him to the tunnels which don't have Kedushas Harabayas at all, and that's where he'll be with his wife for the week. So that's Tosfos. There's a third shot of Tosfos Yeshanim. But either way, this is the question of, fine, you have to have Prisha for, because you have a limud to teach you Prisha, but why can't he bring his wife with him? So answers the Gemara, Tanya, no, Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, we referred to this earlier, because there's another chash. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira says, Shema Tipsa Ishto Safik Nida B'yavo Leha. No, because maybe his wife, he'll be with his wife, he'll find his wife Safik Nida, and he'll be with her. The Gemara just clarifies for a minute. He's going to see his wife as a suffix nida, and then he's going to be with her? Are we talking about Rishayim here? That he knows he's a suffix? No. So more clarifies. El Hashemah Yabo Al Ishto V'timsa suffix nida. Oh, maybe he'll be with her, and it'll come out that right afterwards he'll realize that she was a nida. He was Boel Nida. Boel Nida is, as the Mishnah says in Kalim, one of the Avos HaTumah. If somebody is with their wife when she is a nida, they themselves are tameh for 7 days. Just like a nida is tameh for 7 days, a boel nida is tameh for 7 days. And that's what we're worried about. Because if he's with his wife during that time period, during the 7 days of Prisha, so we have to be parishim from his wife. Because if we're not parishim from his wife, so then it could be that he's going to be tameh. Fine. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out in Mishnayis that even if it's at a time when we're not expecting that she's going to get her nidus, let's say she's a yoledes, dam tohar, shalom b'shas vesta, some other time, still low plug. Low plug, all kohanim, gedolim, are included in this yemei prisha. Why suffik nida? That's good. When the Rambam quotes it, it doesn't say suffik nida. So the Achronim talk about it, that there's a Yerushalmi that seems to say nida. On that first line on Sunday's daf, but they brought the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That's what this means, Tumas Beso.
Rashi says, because maybe she'll see Dam
right then. Well, we're not finished yet.
So, if there won't be Pesukim to separate it, going from
ask Alex. Even if there wouldn't be Pesukim, wouldn't there be this? So that's exactly what we said earlier, that maybe the Pesukim make it a Daraisa. A, or B, the Ritva said then, at the beginning of Sunday's daf, that maybe the reason of a woman wouldn't be enough to take him to the Beis HaMikdash. The Pesukim can make us stronger to take him to the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, you're right. It would have been an idea appreciated even without the Pesukim. The Pesukim add on some type of element. And maybe it's 6 days versus 7 days. Correct. So Amar Rabbanan Kamei de Reb Chisda. Here we go. Keman Karevi Akiva. Da Amar Nida Batama Ez Bawala. So for this we have to remember or learn something from Maseches Nida. Rashi quotes this in the second, third, and fourth Y line as follows. Rashi quotes that there are four cases. The Mishnah says it's a Nida. Three times, but four cases. Let's say a woman, right after a husband and a wife are together, the husband does a bedika. In the days of the Mishnayos, they did many more bedikos, checks. Even we do bedikas bizman hazeh. But they did even more checks then because they were osek in tumentara, you know, all day. The woman wants to know if everything she touched that day is tahar. There were many more bedikas done in those days than were done today. So says the Mishnah there. If the man checks himself right after the Shas Bia, says the Mishnah there, then you know Vada that they were Tamei B'Shas Nida, and they're both Tamei for 7 days, because the Derech is not for the man to have any blood. So therefore, says the Gemara, if the man checks himself right afterwards, so then they're both Tamei. If the woman, there are three time periods by the woman, if the woman checks herself, says, and this is explained in the third wide line, if she checks herself immediately, right away, after the Shas Abiyah, then they're also both Tamei. Because it's Vadai. They're both Vadai Tame, because right away you assume they were Tame Bishas Nida. That's number one case of the woman. If the woman waits a few seconds, Nimsa La'achar Zman, meaning a few seconds afterwards, and then she checks, then they're both Safik Nida. They're both Safik Nida. Safik Tumas Nida, or Safik Tumas Bol Nida. They don't bring a carbon, but they're Tame Mi Safik. That's the second time period by the woman. And then the Gemara says, what if she waits more than that? So it's more than that, then you don't know. It's not even in this category of suffix. So if she waits more than that, then it's a regular case of a woman checking. And the halacha is that a woman who checks herself, the first Mishnah Anita says, she's v'tama meis l'eis. Meaning any taurus that she touched in the last 24 hours are considered tame. But in that case, there's a machlokas whether she's v'tama your husband. Let's say a woman, halacha l'maisa, she checks, according to certain shittas, she's going to check herself, and all of a sudden she sees that she's a nida. But she had been with her husband the night before, within the past 24 hours. So is her husband tamei l'mafreya? That's the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, that's what's being referred to in our Gemara, nida b'tamei esbo. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, not only is a nida tamei in that last case, but the husband is also tamei l'mafreya. Masha enkein, according to the Rabbanan, she's not. Fine. That's the machlokas that the Gemara is referring to now. So says the Gemara now, come on, who is our Mishnah assuming like? That we're separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. Come on, Rabbi Akiva, the Nida Matame is Bola. Aren't we worried? Isn't this only according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Nida is Matame even the husband? Z'ikar Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan who say that the husband is not Tame in this case, only the Nida is Tame, Ha'amri ain't Nida Matame is Bola. We say it doesn't go backwards. By the case of with Anita checks herself, and she had been with her husband in the past 24 hours. According to the Rabbanan, the husband is not Tamei. So the Gemara says, isn't this only according to Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, and you read this Gemara, you ask this question, Amal Hurav Chisda, no. Why is it only according to Rabbi Akiva? Who says that our Mishnah is only talking about this case, where she checks herself, and she was with her husband? Maybe we're worried that she's going to be with her husband, and right afterwards, one of the first few cases. The only machlokas between them is in the case where she waits a long time afterwards. But if she checks herself right afterwards, even the Rabbanan agree that the husband is going to be Tameh. And that's what we're worried about in the case of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be with his wife during these 7 days, and right afterwards, or very soon afterwards, then she's going to become a Nita. So that's what we're worried about, and that everybody agrees to. So that for everybody, this Gemara could even be according to the Rabbanan. Period. So now for the next number of lines or so, we talk about the parallel, the connection between a Nida and a Bo'al Nida. And again, this is whenever sometimes we start talking about Tumatara a little bit, there are some of us that turn off, but let's try to turn on when we get to Halachas of Tumantara. This is something better. The more we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're excited about it, we want to learn about Tumantara, so we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're interested, we want the Beis HaMikdash. Again, this is just the one you sow, we're going to talk about it. It's not hard. Yeah. What about the rest of the Kohanim? So you can always get substitutes by the other Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you know, you don't really want to have a substitute. We're going to talk about it, but that's where you take extra precautions by the Kohen Gadol. Right, the Kohen Gadol is only applies by the Kohen Gadol, not on the other Yom Tov. That we had on that phase earlier. So says the Gemara, Amar Reb Zeira. Something else that we learn from this idea. Again, the Kohen Gadol gets separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur because we're worried about the tumah of that he might get with his wife. Shmamina boel nida eina kenida v'tovel bayo. There is a halacha. It comes up halacha l'maisa today. When there's a difference midaraisa between somebody called a nida and somebody called a zava. Nowadays, all women are called zavas. That's how we treat everybody. But midaraisa, there's a difference. The regular period that a woman gets is called nidus. That's supposed to come. It happens every month when a woman is not pregnant. That's regular nida. The halacha is mida oraisa. The second that a woman starts having nida dam, she's tummy for 7 days, no matter how long she bleeds for. She could bleed for 10 minutes. She could bleed for 7 full days. No matter what, mida oraisa, a nida is tummy for 7 days. Towards the end of the 7th day, she does a hefsek tahara. She checks. If the blood has stopped, she goes to the mikvah that night. She's with her husband that night. Mida oraisa. That is the halacha of a nida. Mida oraisa. No clean days needed for a nida. What we call a nida is not a nida oraisa. That's nida. The Mishnah Chachma says when the Beis Hamikdash comes back, we're going to go back to nida zava. That's nida. But a zava is something else. A zava is a woman who sees some type of emission shelo b'shas vesta at a time when she's not supposed to see, and it's not considered normal and regular. It's considered some type of sickness in halacha. A zava. This is Zavah Ketanah, Zavah Gdolah, but a Zavah, if she sees for 3 days, then she needs Shivinakiyah. She needs 7 clean days, and the second she sees any dam, boom, she has to start again, and at the end of the 7 clean days, then she goes to the mikvah after those 7 clean days. Bizman Azeh, we treat every woman like a Zavah. That's why we always eat Shivinakiyah. That's why the Chumrah Derev Zerah in Nidah Samachav, Chumrah Derev Zerah, that Benot Yisrael Hechmir Al Atzmam, Shafil Rose, Tiba Samach Chardol, Yeshev Shivinakiyah. Fine, but Nida Raisa, there's a difference between Nida and Zava. There's another difference between Nida and Zava. A Nida can only go to the mikvah after the 7th day, only at night. A Nida has to wait 7 full days, no matter how much she bleeds. That night she goes to the mikvah. A Zava is allowed to go to the mikvah during day 7, during her 7th clean day, as long as she's not with her husband till the night. Nida Raisa, she could go to the mikvah during day 7, because you don't need 7, right? She's doing Shiva Nakiyam. We meet the Rabbanon, there's an Issa de Rabbanon for her to go to the mikvah during the 7th day. Because we're worried about what's called Srach Bita. We're worried about her daughter might see she's going to the mikvah. Remember, in the olden days, they wore white robes during Shiva Nakiyam. So it was much more obvious when a woman was in Shiva Nakiyam. So her daughter might see her go to the mikvah. She's like, oh, she could go during the day, and she might get mixed up and go on the 6th day. Or she might go on the 7th day and be with her husband earlier. She might not really know the halacha. So therefore, we don't have, and that's why Bizman Azeh, women do not go to the mikvah during the day, even if it's, let's say, day 8. Or day 9, right? Not Shiva Nakiyam, because of this Issa Drabanan of Sarach Bita. That's why, but Miyakar Adin, that's what we're talking about now, the Dinta Araisa, a Nida goes to the mikvah after day 7, a Zava can go to the mikvah during day 7. So says the Gemara now, what about a Boel Nida? A Boel Nida, is that like a Nida? Because that's what he became Tamei from, or is that like a Zava? That's the next 10 lines of Gemara are going to talk about that question. Because it seems like Amar Reb Zeira, with that background, Amar Reb Zeira, Shmamina Boel Nida Eina Kenida, V'tova Bayom. It sounds like from our Mishnah, the fact that you need Prisha only for 7 days, as we'll see, that a Boel Nida is not like a Nida, and he's allowed to go to the mikvah during day 7. Why? The Amar Boel Nida Kenida, because if you say a Boel Nida has to wait till the nighttime, Eimas Tavil Balayla, you're going to tell me he has to wait till the nighttime and go to the mikvah that night after the 7 days? What do you mean to become full tari? You need harif shemesh. In other words, what's the kasha? Tuesday afternoon. Let's say Yom Kippur is on Monday. Yom Kippur is on Monday. So therefore, the 7 days earlier, we're going to go to the Kohen Gadol and take him away. So Yom Kippur is on Monday. So let's say Tuesday, the Tuesday before is the first of the 7 days beforehand. So we're going to go to Tuesday afternoon and say, come on, Kohen Gadol, let's go to the Beis Hamikdash. What about Tuesday morning? What about late Monday night, Tuesday, going into Tuesday morning? Maybe he was with his wife already. So he's already tamei right now. So this is day 1. This is day 1 of, let's say, Boel Nida status. And she was a Nida. And if you count 7 days, so the 7th day is Erev Yom Kippur. So when is he going to go to the mikvah? If you say Boel Nida is like a Nida, you have to go at night. He's going to go Lel Yom Kippur. But he's not going to be tar the next day. Because he has to, needs Harav Shemesh. He needs a sunset after he goes to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, it must be then that a Boel Nida is allowed to go during day 7. So a Boel Nida, that's why we picked up the Kohen Gadol on the afternoon of day 1 of the 7 days beforehand. Maybe he's a Boel Nida already, but it doesn't matter. Because you're going to get to day 7, which is Erev Yom Kippur. He's going to go to the mikvah that afternoon. No problems! He'll be tar that night. That's the diak of the Gemara. That it must be that a Boel Nida is allowed to go to the mikvah during the afternoon, unlike a Nida! Even though the tum of the Boel Nida comes from a Nida. But a Boel Nida is allowed to go in the afternoon of the day 7. Elav Shema, you know, a Boel Nida in a Kenida. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe not. Maybe no diak. Rav Simi mina hardom. Or no, afilu tema bol nida kanida. No, maybe a bol nida has to go at night, just like a nida. That makes sense. If the tumah comes from you, if the bol nida's tumah comes from a nida, so the chor should have the same halachas as a nida. So says the Gemara, maybe it's true he goes at night. Aye, so how do you do the math though? Because if you pick him up on the seventh day beforehand, the 7 days end the night of Yom Kippur, he's not going to go to the mikvah till Yom Kippur. You know the answer is? You're right, you take him a day before. You take him really the 8 days before. You pick him up before the 7 days. You pick him up on the 8th day before Yom Kippur in the afternoon. So you have 7 full days, and therefore, after 7 days will be the night of Erev Yom Kippur. After the 7 days, and then he'll have Erev Shemesh the next day. So that's why the Kohen Gadol has to come up the eight days before, because it could be that a bol nida is like a nida, the tefillah is going to have to be done at night, and you have to have the night afterwards being the night of Erev Yom Kippur. So there's no diuk from the Mishnah. Doesn't that mean that you're taking it on the 2nd day of Rosh Hashanah? Does that work out? So we're got the 7 days, meaning the 7 days, Yom Kippur is the 10th, so then the 7 days beforehand is the 3rd to the, so you take him late Erev Rosh Hashanah, on the 2nd day. Did they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash? We spoke about that in Erevin, but I don't remember. But Rosh Hashanah, they even have 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, but even Bizman Beis Hamikdash, I think it was 2 days, there was a Rashi. There was a Rashi that said on Amud Aleph, in the Lamed Vav, that's where it was, that whether they had Rosh Hashanah 2 days in the Beis Hamikdash. We'll have to look back. But it's a good kasha, though, beyond Rosh Hashanah. The end of the day of Rosh Hashanah, that's when it would be. Yeah? Right, and where's he? He's walking. What malach is he going to do? So at least they're going to be separate him at least then. Maybe they don't do anything. Meisveh, there's no raya to that halacha from our Mishnah. So Meisveh, let's continue. Maybe there's a raya. Again, the issue that we're trying to figure out is a boel nida. When is a boel nida, when is he allowed to go to the mikvah? On day 7, on like a nida, or do he have to wait till after day 7? So we have another... We were talking about during his 7 days. That's why we separated him from his wife totally. We're now talking about it, that the math is not going to work out. Because I was saying, even if you separated for 7 days, what happened on the day that you took him is a problem. You're right. We separated for 7 days. So we solved that problem. But now we're talking about go back even a day. Because the day that you take him could be a problem. In the Chinami. We're just most of that day also you have to make sure it is. Right. Well, That's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right? Meisvei continues the Gemara. Kol chayavei tefilos tefilas and bayom. Anybody who's chayav in tefila, the tefila is done during the day. A balkari, a zav, they always could go during the day. Nida v'yoledes tefilas and balayla, but a nida and a yoledes. So yoledes after her days of tumah, 7 and 14, respectively, for a boy and a girl, they have to go at night. So nida in bo'al nida lo. Should we redite that only a nida is balayla, but bo'al nida is with everybody else? Raya that it's by day. No, nida b'chol da'asim yirabuye. No, when it says nida, it means anybody that became tummy from a nida, which also includes a bo'al nida. No raya from there. Meisvei, another try. Go to Mishnah in Zavim. Balkari kamaga sheretz bo'al nida katame meis. That's the statement. A balkari, somebody who's a balkari, who is with his wife, who's a balkari, is like somebody who touched the sheretz. A bo'al nida is like somebody who touched a dead body. So, l'inyin what? Is that halacha? So Gemara says, by level tefillah, isn't that for when you could go to the mikvah? Meaning, a bo'al nida is like tame meis, that just like a tame meis has to go by yom, so too a bol nida could go by yom. Isn't that maybe what the Mishnah is talking about, and therefore this is a raya that a bol nida could go by yom, just like a tamei mace could go to the mikvah by yom on the 7th day of his tumah. Lo tamasan, says the Gemara, no raya. No, maybe the Mishnah is talking about regarding their tumah. Rashi says in quality and in quantity. What does that mean? Maybe the comparison in the Mishnah is regarding quality, meaning they're both avos hatumah, the bo'al nida and tamei sheretz, and also in quantity, they're both tamei for 7 days. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. That they're both nothing to do with when they can go to the mikvah, but just in terms of what tumah they are and how long. So the Gemara asks, tumasan behedik sibuhu. You need a Mishnah to tell me that they're tummy for 7 days? The Pasuk tells me. So we know that they're tummy for 7 days. So this is the Gemara El Avot Tzvilasan. So aren't we back to our Raya that the Halacha and the Mishnah must be referring to when they go to the Mikvah? So we're back to the Raya that maybe a Bol Nida is like a tummy mace that's referring to that the Bol Nida who go to the Mikvah even during the day of day 7? So the Gemara says, no, Lola Mutumasan. Really, like we said before, the rejection is regarding their Tumah, meaning they're tummy for 7 days and their tummy is an Av. There's no Chiddush, though, in that. You know what the chiddush is? The next line of the Mishnah. Seifet Shrichalei, the second half of the Mishnah is really the chiddush. The line that says, Ela Shachami Menu Bol Nida, Shematami Mishka Vamosha, Betumakala Votami Ochlanu Mashkin. When it says that a Bol Nida, you're right, is the same as Tamei Meis in one regard, that was the Resha, but the Seifet tells me a chiddush. And that is, we know generally that Tuma always goes down a level. If a dead body that touches a person, it goes from grandfather to father of Tumah, Ava Tumah. And Ava Tumah touches something that becomes a Rishon LaTumah. A Rishon makes a Sheni, Sheni makes a Shlishi. That's the general rule. There are one or two exceptions in Hilchus Tumah. One of them is that when a Zav or a Zava sit on something that's supposed to be sat on, they make that called a Mishkav or Moshev HaZav. Something that the Zav sits on, something that the Zava sits on, and that's also an Ava Tumah. It's a chiddush of the Torah. That then it stays. They create Mishkav and Moshav HaTumah, which are exactly like them. They're also Av HaTumah. That's by Azav and Azava. The Gemara here says, a Boel Nida, and a Nida also does that. A Boel Nida is similar though. A Boel Nida makes Mishkav and Moshav not to be Metame Adam V'Kelim, but at least to be Metame Ochlanu Mashkin. It's an Avl Inyin Zeh. That's what Rashi says. That it's a little less than a regular Mishkav and Moshav of Azav, but it is strong enough to be Metame Ochlanu Mashkin. That's the Chiddush of the Seifa of that Mishnah. So again, the first line has no Chiddush, but there's no Raya from that Mishnah about when a Baal Nida goes to the Mikvah. So at this point, we try to prove it from three places. What did we do the past 10 lines? We tried to prove the Halacha of when a Baal Nida goes to the Mikvah from our Mishnah and from two other sources, and we end up saying that there is no Raya. Let me just finish and then I'll take the questions. Okay? Number four, try, and this one's going to be accepted because it's mafurish. Tashma, the tiny Rabbi Chiya, hazava hazava masarav masaras v'bol nida v'tamei meis tefilasin bayom. So it says a beferish that a bol nida goes to the mikvah bayom nida v'yoledes tefilasin balayla, and nida and yoledes have to wait till after day seven tziyufta. Period. So there's no answer to the shita that would hold otherwise. So it seems like it's a mafurish raya that a bol nida is allowed to go to the mikvah on day seven, even though Anita herself has to wait a full 7 days and wait till after that time. Period. Let me just do a few more lines and I'll take the two questions. Let's just finish up. Says the Gemara now, end of that discussion. But what did we say on Amud Aleph? We said that a Boel, the reason that we're mafrish, the Kohen Gadol, is, besides the Limudim, is because we're worried that he's going to become a Boel Nida because he might be with his wife. Ask the Gemara. V'yachata mafrishu mitumas beso, hafrishu mitumas ames. We're worried about the woman making him an Ida. Why aren't we worried? He's sitting in the Lishkas Palhedrin. L'chore, he has visitors. Other Kohanim come to visit with him. He has two Talmidei Chachamim that talk to him the whole week about the Halacha of the Avodah. Why aren't we worried that any of them are going to drop dead in the middle of speaking to him? And worried about Tumas Meis. We should put him in isolation. Why are we worried about Tumas Nida? Why aren't we worried about Tumas Meis? Why are we worried? What, Tumas Nida is so shayach that it's going to happen at that exact second? Right, we take precautions today. We have all these onas avestos that we stay away from our wives, but we're so worried about that. So what about Tumas Meis? We're not worried that the guy's going to drop dead. So says Gemara answers. Yeah, you're two answers. Amrav Tachlifa Avua Dravuna Mishrei Derava Zos Ameres Tumas Hameis Chutra Hibetzibur. One answer is that maybe Tumas Hameis is Chutra Betzibur, which is this is going to major discussion that's going to come up over the next couple of lot. Tuma Chutra Dechuya Tumas Hameis Chutra Betzibur means that we know by carbonous tzibur Tuma is not a problem. You're allowed to give a carbon tzibur even betumah. There's a question, how do you view that? Hutra or dechuya? Is the isser of tumah still there but just pushed aside? But we do everything we can not to have it tameh? Or do we say, no, it's hutra, it's totally mutter. It's as if it's not there. So says the first opinion here, you know why we're not a problem of tumah space? You know why you don't have to take any precautions about somebody dropping dead? Because even if they drop dead, don't worry about it. Tumah hutra betzibur. That's one answer given in the Gemara. You don't have to worry about it because it's such a besieber. You don't even have to worry about it happening. Second answer, Ravina Amar Afilu Tema Tumas Ameis Tuchuyi besieber. Even if you say Tumas Ameis exists, but it's just pushed aside, and therefore we do our best to try to. That's what we paskin. We do our best to try not to have Tuma. Even according to that, we're not worried about it. Why? Tumas Ameis Lo Shchicha. Tumas Ameis Lo Shchicha. Every woman becomes a Nida. Not everybody dies every day, right? So Tumas Ameis we're not choshish for. Everybody, eventually, the Gemara says we're not choshish in Lamisa. We're choshish for Lenidus. That's why we have to take more precautions of Nidus than Tuma. There is just, I'll finish off with this, there is the Maritz Chayis Asakasha. He quotes from the Psamim Rosh. Psamim Rosh we talked about, the fake Rosh. The Psamim Rosh quotes, what does the Gemara say? Why are we worried about Tumas Beso? Why not Tumas Meis? So ask the Psamim Rosh, what's so bad about Tumas Beso? Well, my nafkamina. Why are you worried about this? Why do you give this reason? Why not this reason? V'chi ka'urahu? Is it ugly for you, this reason? I mean, what's wrong with this reason? Why don't you just say, what's wrong with Tumas Beso? V'chi ka'urahi, is that Tumas Beso? Shara gamal zem u'kav me hakrava. So what's the difference? You need preshav one, preshav the other. So says the Maritz Chayis that no, the point, the question is in mafrishin osomi tumas meis l'manlo yikatsu b'nei adam elav shem yamusu im kame meila nifresh b'tumas pesa. No, the point is the Gemara is saying it should be a more. Why didn't the Gemara give the reason of tumas? The Gemara's question should be as follows: why don't you say the reason of tumas meis? Because then that would include and even be more than tumas beso. Tumas beso is separating from his wife, but not from his friends. Tumas Meis is even from his friends. So that's really what the Gemara means to ask. Why are you only worried about Tumas Beso? Give the reason of Tumas Meis, and that would be more inclusive and even not let his friends there. And then he ends off the Emes. Right? He thinks that this is the troop shot of the Gemara's question. That it's not just Tom. Why do you give this reason and not that reason? Why don't you give this reason of Tumas Meis, which is a more inclusive reason, which would not only separate him for 7 days, it would separate him from his wife, but it would also separate him from everybody else in the world. And the Gemara gave the two answers for that. Okay, we'll stop here. The next daf, Baruch Hashem, we get to speak about Hutra and Dechuya. A couple questions, yeah.
Tumas Beso to Tumas Meis. Does that mean by Tumas Beso,
we
can be
back
in
the no, we'll talk about how only Tumas Meis is, we say Tumah Hutra Dechuya B'tzibur. That we read the whole issue doesn't get off the ground by Tumas Beso. There's no Tumah Hutra B'tzibur when it comes to Nidus. So we ask that question. Alice and Yoni, yeah. Sorry?
How long do they stay tumah?
How long do they have to sit there?
No, how long do they stay tumah?
7 days.
So it means that any person, where? In the park.
I think it was basically.
Well, no, so if you're in the park, you sit on the bench.
Right, so the question is, first of all, there are only certain materials that don't become tumah. Stone does not become tumah. If something is connected to the ground, does not become tumah. So if the park bench has nailed in,
so then if somebody comes to somebody's house,
right,
and sits down, then by the definition,
if a woman's a nida, they can't have kodesh.
You don't know if you come to somebody's
house. No, but that's why you don't believe.
The house
on
my house was with white robes.
No way.
Sure, if I had this Gemara, I could give the shiur too.